Deuteronomy, chapter 24. When a man takes a wife, and marries her, then it will be, if she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has found some unseemly thing in her, that he will write her a bill of divorce, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she has departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hates her, and writes her a bill of divorce, and gives it in her hand, and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband dies, who took her to be his wife? Her former husband, who sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after she's defiled, for that is disgusting before Yahweh, and you will not cause the land to sin, which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance. When a man takes a new wife, he will not go out in the host, neither will he be charged with any business, he will be free at home 1 year, and will cheer his wife whom he has taken. No man will take the mill or the upper millstone for a pledge, for he takes a soul for a pledge. If a man is found stealing a soul of his brothers of the sons of Israel, and he deals with him as a slave, or sells him, then that thief will die, so you will put away the evil from the midst of you. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that you observe diligently, and do according to all that the priests the Levites will teach you, as I commanded them, so you will observe to do. Remember what Yahweh your God did to Miriam, by the way as you came forth out of Egypt, when you lend your fellow man any manner of loan, you will not go into his house to fetch his pledge. You will stand outside, and the man to whom you lend will bring forth the pledge outside to you. And if he is a poor man, you will not sleep with his pledge. You will surely restore to him the pledge when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his garment, and bless you, and it will be righteousness to you before Yahweh your God. You will not oppress a hired worker who is poor and needy, whether he is of your brothers, or of your sojourners who are in your land inside your gates. In his day you will give him his wages, neither will the sun go down on it, for he is poor, and sets his soul on it, lest he cry against you to Yahweh, and it is sin to you. The fathers will not be put to death for the sons, neither will the sons be put to death for the fathers, every man will be put to death for his own sin. You will not wrest the justice due to the fatherless sojourner, nor take the widow's raiment for a pledge. But you will remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and Yahweh your God redeemed you from there, therefore I command you to do this thing. When you reap your harvest in your field, and have forgot a sheaf in the field, you will not go again to fetch it, it will be for the sojourner, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree, you will not go over the boughs again, it will be for the sojourner, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you will not glean it after you, it will be for the sojourner, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And you will remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, therefore I command you to do this thing.